Today's Amud for Chazara is Chagiga Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. We're holding by the Gemara on the top of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara, we mentioned in the Mishnah that by Kachim, you're not allowed to tayvel kli b'soich kli. A kli inside of another kli. A cup inside of a bowl, you're not allowed to do that. By Truma, you're allowed to. So ask the Gemara, b'kodesh my time alai. Why by Kachim are you not allowed to do, why are you not allowed to tayvel kli b'soich kli? So says the Gemara, Teretz number one, Amar Rav Ila says, the first pshat is that nei shekfeida yisho kli chaitzitz. It's because the weight of the kli causes a chatzitza. The weight of the cup inside of the bowl, the cup presses down onto the inside of the outer kli of the bowl, and that causes that water doesn't get in between, and there's a problem of chatzitza. So that's where Vilua's pshat and why by kachim you're not allowed to do kli b'soich kli. However, ask the Gemara, how could that be the pshat? From the seifa mishum chatzitza, reishal abishum chatzitza. We already have a case in the seifa that over there the Mishnah tells us by chatzitza we're more machmer by kachim than we are by truma. So it can't be that the reish is telling me the same halacha just with a different example. We already know that by chatzitza we're more machmer by kachim than we are by truma. It must be the reish is lamishum chatzitza. Now where do we see in the seifa a case of chatzitza? The katani seifa like midas hakodesh midas truma. The kachim is more chamer than truma. You have to untie the clothing, you have to dry the kli, and then only then could you put it into the mikvah. And then if you want, you could tie it back up. As opposed to by truma, you're even lechatchila allowed to tie it before you put it into the mikvah. But by kachim, not. By kachim, you have to untie it. Why? Because of chatzitza. So the reisha is safer both because of the chatzitza. Says the Gemara, yeah, reisha is safer mishum chatzitza. They're both because of chatzitza, utzricha, and I need the Mishnah to tell us both cases. Diash mina reisha, if I would just have the reisha of kli b'soich kli, hava mina hainu time adil kodesh loy. I would have said, yeah, you want to know why kli b'soich kli, you're not allowed to do for kachim? Mishum kvidesh, kli dika, because we know that there's this problem of chatzitza, the weight of the inner kli pushes against the inside of the outer kli. Aval seifa de lakak kvedesh kli, but when it comes to tifling a shirt with a knot in it, so there's no heaviness weight of a kli that's pushing down into something else. So ema lakodesh nami loy havi chatzitzas. I would have said that even for kachim it's okay. Viyash minan seifa, and if I would just have the case of the seifa of the shirt with the knot in it, so have aminu hainu time with the lakodesh loy. I would have said, yeah, I understand why by kachim you can't do that. Vishum de kitra, b'mayu ahaduke mehaduk, because the knot in the water is going to get even tighter, so there's a problem of chatzitza. But in the case of kli b'soich kli, where the water pushes up the cup inside of the bowl, so loy have your chatzitza. I would have said misvar, it's not a chatzitza. That's why tzricha. That's why I need both cases, not because of that's a din. Glapid idea that by chatzitza we're more machmer by kachin than we are by truma. That we already know from the reisha. But I still need both cases because of the metzia shabai. Because by each one, I would have thought that maybe it's not a problem of chatzitza. And kamash malon the mishnah that both of them have a problem of chatzitza. Oh, you're right.